Well, the report we've all been waiting for is out. The National Ag Statistics Service has released their estimates for the cotton crop this year, and Steve Malachesky from the Washington, D.C. office is with us to tell us just how many acres were planted this year. Steve, the mic is all yours.
Thanks, Julie. Area planted to cotton in 2011 is estimated at 13.7 million acres, up 25% from last year, and the highest level since 2006. Upland acreage is estimated at 13.4 million acres, up 25% from 2010. American Pima acreage is estimated at 289,000 acres, up 42% from last year. Strong cotton prices are driving acreage increases throughout the cotton belt. Cotton planting got off to a slow start this year, due in large part to dry conditions across much of the cotton belt. However, planting gained speed in May, and by month's end, 73% of the cotton acreage had been planted. This was only 4 percentage points behind last year and 3 points behind the 5-year average. By June 26th, the crop was rated 41% very poor to poor. This is the highest percentage in these categories since estimates began in the mid-1980s. The poor condition of the crop is mainly due to extreme drought throughout much of the southern and southeastern United States. Upland growers in southeastern states, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, planted an estimated 3.14 million acres, up 21% from last year. In the Delta states, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee, planted acreage totaled 2.33 million acres, up 21% from last year. In Texas, upland planted acreage is estimated at 7.1 million acres, the highest level since 1981, and a 1.55 million acre increase from last year. In summary, cotton acreage in the United States is estimated at 13.7 million acres in 2011, up 25% from last year. This is Steve Malachesky with the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service.